Today she is Masechta the Brachos Daf Samech. We will begin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. So as we discussed in yesterday's shir, if somebody bought a bais chadash, if somebody built a new home, v'kana kelim chadashim, or he bought new garments, he has to make a shachiyanu. Amr Avhona, loy shanu, this halacha that you make a shachiyanu is elish ein loy kliyetz behem. But if he has, doesn't have such items, home, garments. Av yesh loy kiyotz behen, if he already has something like this, ein tzarich levarich. What does this mean? That means he has it because he inherited it. So even though now is the first time that he bought it, but since he owned such an item, that's enough of a reason not to be able to make a shachiyanu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel yeshlam kiyotz behen. Even if he owned such items, since he never bought them previously, tzarich levarech. But according to this, it's the machloikus is only if I inherited it and now I bought it. Rav Huna says you don't make the bracha, and Rabbi Yochanan says you do make the bracha. But it seems, says the Gemara, the kikana of a chaz of a kana, if he bought such an garment and now he buys it again, everybody will agree, tak ein tzarich levarech, he doesn't make a shechiyonu the second time he buys it. Although the Rashba, in trying to understand this machlokes, wants to say maybe everything we're discussing in this Gemara is only in a situation where he bought it previously or he inherited it previously and he still has what he has previously bought or inherited. But if he doesn't own that garment that he inherited or bought, it could be everybody would agree that now he should make a bracha. Or the Rashba says, I'm not sure, maybe it wouldn't make a difference. Ikadamri, a different version of this machlaikis. Amar afuna, loy shana lish loy kana v'chaz v'kana. Only you don't say shechiyanu where he has not bought this and bought it again. Avakana v'chaz v'kana, if you bought it two times, ain't tzarich levarach. You don't need to make the bracha on the second time. Rav Yochanan Amar, I feel a kana v'chaz v'kana tzarich levarach. According to this version, if the first time you got it, yeshloi, the first time you got it through an inheritance, and now you got it because you bought it yourself, the rehakel, in such a circumstance, everybody would agree, the rehakel tzarich levarech, you would have to make a bracha. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a braisa, banabais chadosh vein lo kiyotz behen, if somebody built a new home and he does not have such a home previously, kana kelim chadashim, or he bought new garments for like yotz behen, and he never had inherited something like this, tzarich levarech. Then he has to make the shechiyanu, yesh like yotz behen. But if he already inherited such a home, ain't tzarich levarech divrei meya. Ryudaimer, benkach or benkach tzarich levarech. You always have to make the shachiyanu. Since, whether he had inherited this previously or not, since this is the first time he's buying, you make a shachiyanu. So says the Gemara, Bishlam al-Lishnakama, according to the first version of the machloikis of Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, we could say Rav Huna agrees with Rav Meir. They both agree that shachiyanu is not said if you already once inherited this item and now you bought it. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you say a shechiyanu on buying a garment, even if he had previously inherited such a garment. El lish the basra, but according to the second version of Rabbi Yehuda, second version of Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yochanan's machlokes, bishlama Rav Huna k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna will hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who both will hold that you don't make a bracha if you already bought such an item and now you're buying it again. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Kaman, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you make a bracha even if you already had bought it previously, Loi Rameh, Veloi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you say Shechiyanu every time you purchase a new item. Now, in the machloikis that we had between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda only said that you make a shechiyanu if you had it through inheritance and now you buy it. But if you buy it, if you bought it once and now you buy it a second time, everybody will agree that you don't make a shechiyanu. But Reb Yochanan in the second version says that even if you bought it once and you bought it a second time, you do make a shechiyanu. Amlach Reb Yochanan, who adin the Reb Yehuda kind of, and what's underlying this shakl v'tari in the Gemara, is that we can never have a situation that an Amora argues on a Tana. So he has to have at least one Tana that supports his position. Amlach Reb Yochanan tells us, Reb Yochanan, who adin the Reb Yehuda kind of a chaz v'kana namit tzarech levarach, that Reb Yehuda has to say, Reb Yehuda will not just say that if you inherited and then bought it, you have to make a shechiyanu when you buy it. He'll hold it even if you bought it and then bought it again, you make a shechiyanu. So why did he choose to talk about the case? Why did they choose to speak about the case where you bought it, when you inherited and then you bought it? To tell us how far Rameya goes. The feel of kind of yeshloi, even though the first time you inherit it, and now you buy it, still ain't tzarech levarach. And certainly, v'koshken kind of a chaz v'kana, certainly Ramei will hold if you bought it once and now you buy it again, ain't tzarech levarach. You don't make a shechiyanu. Asked the Gemara, v'lifalki v'kana of a chaz v'kana, why don't they speak about the case where somebody bought it and then bought it again? They ain't tzarech levarach. That the halacha is that you don't have to make the bracha. L'diachet koichet Reb Yehuda, to teach us that Reb Yehuda holds that even under those circumstances you have to make a shechiyanu. Answers the Gemara, koich da teira adaflei. We'd rather speak about the koich da teira. Throughout Shas, koich da teira adaflei means that when we have a machloikis and we try to speak, says Rashi Masech Tabeya, that beis on a beis, divrei maskil hateira, because to say a kula is more difficult than to say a chumra. Because to say a kula means you had to really think it through. To say a chumra because you didn't know what to do. So many mefarshim, the Elior Rabba, the Imrei Noyam, the Tzlach, don't understand this. Usually, we're saying a kula, and that's what we're trying to teach. Here, what are we trying to teach us? To teach us the koich da teira, that you don't make a bracha? That's the fallback position. Well, what were you saying is the definition of koich da teira. What isn't the fallback position? But not making a bracha is the fallback position, because as we've learned many times, a bracha of atala is a violation of leisis Hashem al kech l'shav. So what Remeis says is the easier position to understand, not what Rabbi Yehuda understands. So that's why the Achrayim say that Koyach Da Teira, the wording of the Gemara of Koyach Da Teira is really a borrowed phrase. And what the Gemara means to say is like this, that Rameyer's opinion is the bigger Chiddush, because naturally we should follow Rabbi Yehuda. For as we said in yesterday's shir, why do you say Shechiyanu? We say Shechiyanu because you feel a simcha. So if somebody got a new garment, he feels the simcha. Tells us Reb Meir that even though the first time I got it was an inheritance, and now I bought it, so certainly I would assume that I'm enjoying a tremendous simcha. And the chiddush is that I still don't make the shechiyanu. The Chasam Sofer says, the halach is, as we learned at the beginning of this mesechta, we're not allowed to have hanof in this world without a bracha. So therefore, again, normally we should make a bracha when we buy something new. Here, saying that we don't make the bracha, that is a chiddush, because we normally have to make a bracha. The Tzlach, along the same line, explains. The fallback is that we should make a bracha. Why should we fall back, make a bracha? Because the shechiyanu is a bracha that we ought to make. The chiddush of Ramei is that we shouldn't make a bracha. So we learned in the Mishnah, Bevarach al-Ra, What does that mean? Kigoyin the shakul bitka ba'arei. A flood went through his property. Afgav the tovah hilah d'day. It represents something very good. The maska ara certain of shvacha. There's going to be sediment and fertilizer accumulate on your property. Hashtam yirahi. Right now, your property was flooded. And when we make a bracha, we go according to the current situation. Vala toiva, similarly, hechadama, could go into ashkech metziya. Somebody found a lost item. Avgav the rohi li today. It potentially could bring bad to him. The shamba by malka shakali minei. If the government in those days, the governments were corrupt, they'll take it away from him. They may put him into jail. But right now, hashtam yitavahi. And whenever we make a bracha, we make a bracha according to the current situation. And as the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos explains, we don't know what the future holds. So since we never know for sure what the future holds for us, so we don't make a bracha on something that we don't know. We only make a bracha on something that we do know. And right now, it's good. So that's the bracha you should make. And right now, maybe it's the other way. And that's the bracha you should make. And then we'll see whatever happens later is not in our hands. It's in the hands of Hashem. If somebody's wife was pregnant and he says, Yerotzen Shetelet Ishti Zocher, I hope that she has a baby boy. Harezet Feleshav. Ask the Gemara, V'loi Mahani Rachmi, can somebody not daven? Moser of Yosef. The Pasuk says, V'acha yol the bas v'tikra shema dina. That Leah had a daughter and the name was Dina. My v'acha. So what does the wording of v'acha mean? Amarav, v'acha shtona Leah din ba'atzma v'omra. Leah looked at herself and she started to understand. She knew, shneim osim shvatim asidim lotzis miyakov. There are 12 shvatim that had come out from Yaakov. Shisha yotzu meni, I already had 6 boys. V'arbim reshvachas, and each one of the shvachas, Bil and Zilpah, already had 2 boys. So, areya sora, it's already 10. Emzeh zachar, if this child will also be a boy, loiteya echas rochel kasa shvachas. Rochel can't have maximum more than 1 shevet, 1 son coming from her. And that she didn't want to see her sister embarrassed that way. So Dina, who was originally a boy, became a girl. Shenemar v'tikra shma Dina. And I saw that the Imri Emma says, this is pshat in the Pasuk that Yosef said, ki gunav gonafti. What's pshat ki gunav gonafti? Because he says, I was stolen twice. Once I was stolen out of my mother's womb, out of Leah's womb. And the second time I was stolen was when I was stolen, the story of the brothers. The Das Kanim says, how do we know this? Because by all the other children that are born to the Imas, the Pasuk says, V'tahar v'talin. They got pregnant and they had a baby. Here it doesn't say V'tahar v'talin. It just says V'talin. Because the pregnancy and the birth were actually interrupted. So here we see that you could daven even after the child has been conceived. Answers, the Gemara ain't maskir masanisim. You can't bring a raya from that story. It was a nice. V'bay seima, master delay b'toich arba'im yom hava. That story was within the first 40 days of her pregnancy. Kirtanya, as indeed we learned in a braisa, shlosh yom ham rishonim, the first 3 days after relations, yivakish odom rachim shloi yasriach. He should daven to Hashem that the egg should not decompose. It should be able to unite with the embryo and make a baby. Mishloish v'raboim, from the 3rd day to the 4th day, yivakish rachim shei zocher. Shadavin, that you should have a baby boy. Mi'aboim yoyim v'at shloish chadoshim, from 40 days until 3 months, yivakish rachim shei sandal. It shouldn't become a sandal. As the Gemara Masechta Nida explains, if the husband and wife have relations during that period, they could deform the fetus. Mishloish chadosh v'atshishim, from the third month until the sixth month, yivak shirachim shloi nefil, that the child shouldn't chas v'shalom be a nefil. Mishish v'atash tisha, from the sixth month to the ninth month, yivak shirachim shiyetz v'shalom, that the child should come out healthy. Ask the Gemara, mima hanirachmi, could somebody daven for what the child should be? V'am rav yitzel b'reid rav ami, ish mazriya t'chilo. If the man is mazriya first, yoles nekeva, and then the baby will be a girl. Isha mezras tchila, yoled a zocher. Shenema isha ki sazria, the yoled a zocher. The Torah says that it depends on who, if isha ki sazria, if the woman was mezria first, then the yoled a zocher will be a boy. Answers the Gemara, hachem ma'iskinen, kigon shazria shneim v'bas achas. That they were mezria at the same time. If they were mezria at the same time, it could either be a boy or a girl. And that's why we're saying during the first 40 days, you should daven to Hashem that it should be indeed a boy. We learned further in the Mishnah. Hayibaba Derech, if somebody's coming on the road and he heard from the city a scream, and he says, Yirotzen shalei b'toich b'esi, halavai shouldn't be in my home. Again, hareza tefila shav. Tana Boron, says the Gemara, Masa b'hil al-zakim. Hayibaba Derech, he was coming on the road, v'shama kol tzvach be'ir, and he heard screaming coming from the city. Omar, he said, muftach ani she'ein ze b'toch b'isi. I'm sure that this is not from my home. V'ol v'akos v'oimer, regarding Hillel, does the pasuk say, mishmu ruah lo yira, noch li v'b'toch Hashem. So all the mefarshim explain, how could Hillel be certain that it wasn't from his home? So they say, it wasn't that he was 100% certain that it wasn't from his home. What he was certain, says the Tveresh Loima, that in his home, if something happens like this, nobody would cry. Because he brought up his family to accept whatever Hashem says. And therefore, if something unfortunately bad happened, nobody in that family would cry kol tzavacha. And I saw from the Sefer Sheres Menachem, that's why we find in the Seder that Hillel is the one that says, Hayikairach matzah umarar b'yachet. Pesach matzah umarar b'yachet. If you think about it, Pesach matzah umarar represent very different emotions. Pesach represents our freedom. Umarar represents when we were slaves. Matzah is a combination. And what Hillel taught us is that whether you're in a situation of Pesach, or whether you're in a situation of Morer, it's all the same. He connected them all. Because Hillel understood that whatever situation a person is unfortunately suffering or feeling, it's all coming from Hashem. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kol Heich Dadash Laikra. However you want to explain this pasuk, Mreishel Sefer Midrash, you could explain it from the beginning to the end. Or Mreishel Sefer Midrash, you could explain it from the end to the beginning. Mreishel Sefer Midrash, Mishmur ra la yira. This person doesn't worry about bad news. Matam, because noch libe b'tok b'Hashem. He's a person that lives b'tochen, so he's not. He doesn't worry about bad news. Maseifel reish midrash noch libe b'tok b'Hashem. Somebody who lives with amuna will be b'tochen. Mishmur ra la yira. He has nothing to worry about bad news. Says the Gemara, who talmid the davka ozel basrei. The Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yosi b'shuk of the Tzion. He was following Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yosi in the marketplace of Tzion. Chazi the Kamefachid, and he saw that the Talmud was anxious. Amle Chatat, you must be a Balaveira. The Ksiv, Pochodu Betzion Chaitim. People who do Averis in seeing other people who are afraid. Amle, so he said to him, for Ksiv Ashe Odom Mefachid Talmud. Doesn't the Pasuk say that you have to constantly be in fear? Amle, he said to him, Haubit Divrei Torah Ksiv. That's talking about Divrei Torah. It's worthwhile that a person should always be worried that he chas v'shal may forget his learning. And if he's going to constantly worry that he's going to forget his learning, he'll review his learning, and then he'll be a bigger Talmud Chacham. Yud ben Nosson have a kashok of Ozra basreid Ram Nuna. Isnach. So Yud ben Nosson sighed. Omlei, Yisurim boy ahu gavel lasuya nafshi. This person wants to bring chas v'shal Yisurim upon himself. The Ksiv, ki pochat pochadati, I was fearful, v'yosani, and it came to me, v'yosani, and I sighed, v'shigarti, what I was concerned about Yovli indeed happened. So he said to him, "V'ksivashi ad mafaka tamid." So it is appropriate to be in fear. Ahuba divrei Torah ksiv. That's only speaking about divrei Torah. Hanichnas lekrach. If somebody enters into a city, we learned. If somebody enters into the city, but as I said, you daven four brachas: two when you came in, and two when you go out. Tanam v'aron b'kinesasu ma'u oim me'yiratzu fenach Hashem elokai shtechnesen elkrach zel shalom. He daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu, take me in through the city shalom. Nichnas when he comes in, oim me'yiratzu fenach Hashem elokai shechnesani elkrach zel shalom. Bikesh lotzis amar yiratzu fenach Hashem elokai velokai v'sai shetitzieni mikrach zel shalom. Yotza oim my Daniel Fenech Hashem Lakai, should Sisani Mikrach Sel Shalom, that you took me out in peace. Ukushem should Sisani Lashalom, Kane Telechain Lashalom, Sismachani Lashalom, Fasatsidani Lashalom, Fasatslemakaf Kol Oiva Oira Baderach. Says the Gemara, and Mishnah Brura has a discussion. Do you say this bracha even if you said Tfilas Aderach? And the Bach's opinion is that this has nothing to do with Tfilas HaDerech. And even if you said Tfilas HaDerech, you're supposed to say this Tfilah. However, says the Gemara, Omra Masna, Lo Yishar al-Bekrach She'en Donav HaHargim Ba. This is only said if you came to a city where they don't judge people before they execute them. Aval, if you came to a city that has a legitimate justice system, Shadonim VaHargim Ba, that before they judge anybody, before they put execute anybody, they judge him properly. Then Allah is less limbo, there's no need to say this tefillah. Ikadamri, a different version, Omar Rav Masna. A filip krach shadon of a hargamba. Even if they do have a good judicial system, you should say these tefillahs. Simdidle misramle inish de yavle zechusa. You may not have a lawyer that will be able to convince the judge that you're innocent. But our minig is not to say this tefillah. We say tefillah saderach. Tana Abonin, Hanichlis Beis HaMerchitz. If somebody enters into Beis HaMerchitz, Oim Yirotzu Fnecha Hashem Alekai, Shetei Tzieni Mezeh Kiyotzibah. Vayirbe Devaka Kolva Oven, nothing bad should happen to me. Vayirbe Dika Kolva Oven, Te Mesosi Kaporal Cholavon Isai. We don't say this tefillah when we go to a bathhouse, because our bathhouses are different in those times. The bathhouses in those times, they had a fire right under the bathtub, and the bathtub wasn't so sturdy, and chas v'sham, somebody could fall in to that bathtub. Nowadays, of course, they're not built that way, and it's not at all common that that should happen in a bath, and we don't say this tefillah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Amar Abaya, however, a person should not be mispalled this way. You shouldn't open your mouth to a sotan. To say something bad may happen to you. A person shouldn't speak in a way as if chas v'shom something bad could happen to him. The ksiv, the pasuk says, kamat k'stoyim hayinu l'amor d'aminu. We compare ourselves to stoyim and amor kamat somewhat. My hadalei navi, and what does the navi respond? Shimu dvar Hashem ktsin esdoim. You want to compare yourself to stoim? That's what you are. And the posh pshat in the Gemara is that there's a tremendous power to the mouth, and since there's a tremendous power to the mouth, what you say can influence what will happen. And there's a story from the Baal Shem. There was once a queen who was in labor. And she had, the king, the queen had enemies, and they did all sorts of ayin hara to prevent her from having the baby, safely, healthy. So the king let out a rumor that the baby was already delivered. What was pshat? As soon as that rumor came out, they stopped doing whatever they were doing. The ability that they had to do what they were doing is because they were saying things. The mouth has tremendous abilities. But once they stop saying, the baby can be born healthy. Kenafik my Omer, when you walk out of the bathhouse, what do you say? Omer Avacha, Ma'ida Nil Fenech Hashem Alakai, Shetzaltani Mar'or. Says the Gemara, Ravavu Al Beibani. Ravavu entered a public bathhouse, Ifchis bei bani metuse, and the floor under the bathhouse, under the bathtub, collapsed. Israchish le nisa, and a nes occurred. Kamal amuda, he was able to stand on a pillar. Shaz of mei v'chad gavre b'chad evrei, and 101 people were able to hold on to one of his limbs. Amar hana de Rav Acha, this is what Rav Acha was teaching us, that you need mazel when you go to the bathhouse. Says the Gemara, nichnas lachas dim. If somebody goes for bloodletting, which was a very common refuah in those times, Oimer yirotzu fenecha Hashem alakai she'esek zeh li l'refuah v'tir po eini kikel roifei nemen ato refuascha emes l'fi she'ein darkness shemnei odom l'rapos. People shouldn't really go to the doctor. El shelo nagu. Says the Gemara, Amar Bai Loi Leman in Shachi. That's not what we should say. The Tanaber Yishmol, the Rapa Yirape, Menan Shenit the Rishus Leroy Filarapas. The Torah gave the doctor Rishus to heal us. Kikoi, when he leaves the doctor's office, what should he say? I'm a Baruch Roi Fechinam. So we have here a discussion by many of the Paiskim about going to the doctor. The Evan Ezra says that a person is only allowed to go to the doctor for makas chitzonius, external wounds. Internal wounds are in Hashem's hands. The Ramban as well says that this whole Gemara that you're allowed to go to a doctor only is for somebody who lacks the proper bitachin. But somebody who has the proper bitachin shouldn't go to the doctor. Mikan shenit reshus l'roifei l'rapos. The Torah gave him rishus, but that doesn't mean it's what you should do. The Bach, however, disagrees and says that, of course, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created doctors, even though everything that happens to us is b'day shemayim, it still doesn't change that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go to doctors when we're not well. And that's the opinion. The Divrei Yoel has a discussion about this. He says it's Machlokes Rishonim. According to Ramban, maybe somebody who really is a Baal B'tochen should not go to the doctor. The Rambam and the Rosh, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, and the Beis Yosef, say if somebody's not well, Chas V'Shalom, they should go to a doctor. The other discussion is a doctor allowed to take payment for his services? The Sefer Chassidim is very machmer. He says, you're only allowed to take payment for the tircha and for the expenses. And that is the fact that he spent money going to medical school, the fact that he wants to get paid schar b'teila, he could have been doing something else in this time. According to the Sefer Chassidim, you're not allowed to take payment for that. The Ramban is a little more lenient. He says that a doctor is allowed to take schar b'teila, but he's not allowed to get paid for the amount that he spent going to medical school. Ramosha, the Tshuvan Digris Moshe, Yoredei Chelik Dalet Simen Nun Beis, says that the reason a doctor is allowed to take even more than schar b'teila is because if he wouldn't be allowed to take schar b'teila, he would never become a doctor. And we need to have doctors. Therefore, he's allowed to take more than schar b'teila. And that is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Since b'zman hazeh, this is what doctor, whatever is normal and customary for a doctor to take becomes what he's allowed to take as payment. I saw that Tzemach Tzedek says, the doctor has only a permission to bring a refuah. But there are situations that, let's say, the doctor says that there's no hope for this patient. That a doctor, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, said over in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek, a doctor's not allowed to do. He only has permission, l'roifei l'rapois. He only has permission to bring refuah, but not anything else. I saw that we say, the Pasuk says, Ani Risha v'Anei Achroin v'Valdei Elokim. That if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, is not well, what he's supposed to do is, before he goes to the doctor, He says, he has to remember Ani Rishon, that everything comes from Hashem. And after he goes to the doctor, and the Akron, after you go to the doctor, you have to realize everything's coming from Hashem. The doctor is no more than a shliach. And in fact, I saw from Nosson Gestetner, he says that in the halachic terminology, harshah means a power of attorney. Mikan shenitna reshus leroy filarapus, the doctor is no more than a shliach. The doctor is no more than a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what to bring the refuah to the person. And because of this, I saw the Chashuki Chemet says that Mikan Shinit Rishus L'Roy Filarapois, he quotes a Rosh. The Rosh says, V'tzarech Shiyeh L'Choyle Koyres Ruach Ma'arofei. The patient has to have confidence in that doctor. And if he doesn't have confidence in that doctor, then he shouldn't go to that doctor. We know that every person has two malachim that go with him. Says the Gemara, Nichnas to Beis HaKisei, if somebody goes into the bathroom and he has these malachim with him, and obviously he doesn't want them to need to enter the bathroom, Oimer, Hiskabdim Chubadim Kedosh Mishar Se'elion, Tanu Kavod L'Lakei Yisrael, Harpim Memeni, leave me alone, Atche Ekonis Esrit Soini, until I go in and do my needs in the bathroom, Vavay Aleichem. Amar Abaya, Loi Lema Inishochi. A person shouldn't say this. Demo Shafkele Va'azle. Maybe they're going to leave him. El Lema, Shimruni, Shimruni, Izruni, Izruni, Simchuni, Simchuni, Hamtinuli, Hamtinuli, I need to use the bathroom because I'm a human being and that's what we need to do. So before we go into this, the Avadram already says that it's our menig not to say this. Only a Yerushmaim could say it. But anybody else saying this, it looks like a Yura, as if he has Malachim with him. Another pshat that I saw from the Likutei Maharich. He says it's inappropriate to say this because to believe that you could make demands on the Malach what he should do or what he can't do is something that we have no right to do this. The Marok Tzia says the reason we don't say Bizman Azeh is in the time of the Gemara, the bathrooms were not in the city. They were outhouses. And the Shadim, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, would frequent the bathrooms. So that's why you need a special Shmira when you go into the bathroom. Bizman Azeh, particularly, we don't have that, and we need not to be concerned. Darach HaShulchan says that we believe Malachim escort us wherever we are, even Bizman Azeh. However, even though we certainly believe that Malachim constantly escort us, we don't necessarily feel that. We don't feel that presence of the Malachim. And if you don't feel the presence of the Malachim, you shouldn't speak to them as if you do. This Gemara is also the basis for two interesting shaylas. We know that most people Friday night when they come home from shul say Shalom Aleichem, and they're greeting the Malachim who come with us from shul. But here we're saying, we quoted Avadram, we quoted other Paiskim, that we don't speak to Malachim as Manazah. So why do we say to Shalom Aleichem? And in fact, I saw that the Chassam Sofer's Minig, based on this Gemara that we just learned, and the way we're passing from this Gemara, is he didn't say Shalom Aleichem. Although the Meram Shik, who was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, says that he did say it, he just said it quietly. The Marok Tzia says, the Malachim that we believe are constantly with us, that is not something that we speak about, especially given the explanation that we just gave from Darach HaShulchan. But the two special Malachim that come with us on Friday night, that everybody feels and sees more, and that's why you could say Shalom Aleichem. But this Gemara is also the basis for another. There's also a discussion. It's not for today's shir. Some don't ever say by the slichas. There's a nusach that we say Malachi Rachmim Shorsi Elyon Chalono Pnei Kael. And there are those that never speak to Malachim because Malachim were supposed to daven directly to Hashem. We're not supposed to daven through an intermediary, through Malachim. And that's why they don't say Shalom Aleichem. And Reb Chaim V'Lozhinar, and this was also the minig of the Divrei Chaim and Sanz, and this is also a minig that's quoted by the Yavetz, that say, we shouldn't say, even if you're saying Shalom Aleichem, you shouldn't say Tzeischem L'Shalom. Because just like our Gemara says, that you have to be concerned if you send them away, they may not come back. And that's why in all those places, the minig was that they didn't say Tzeischem L'Shalom. That those that say Bit Tzeischem L'Shalom. And what it means to say is, when you go, I'm not telling you to go Chas V'Shalom, please remain. Bit Tzeischem, when you go, you should go L'Shalom. And the Tosfos Shabbos says, in fact, that's why we don't have to say Bit Tzeischem. You could say Tzeischem. Because when you're saying Tzeischem L'Shalom, you're not Chas V'Shalom trying to chase away the Malachim. What you're trying to say is, when you go, you should go in peace. Kinofik, when somebody leaves the washroom, Ayim Baruch Shiyotza Es Adam B'Chachma, Uvarvay in the Kovim, Chalulim, Chalulim. God created us with openings and cavities. If one that's supposed to be closed, opened, or one that was supposed to be open, closed, we can never survive. My chosim, Amarav, Roifei Chaylim, Amishmul. How can we say that? Because Shavino Abba, L'kul Amal Katsira, he's making everybody a sick person. If every time you say Asher Yotzar, you say Roifei Chaylim, El Roifei Kabasar, but you say Roifei Kabasar, but not Chas V'Shalom, that you're that person that needs the refuah. Rav Shesh Soma Mafli Lasais, Amra Papa, Hilkech Namenu Tavayu, we say both, Roifei Kabasar or Mafli Lasais. And what's the pshat in Roifei Kabasar or Mafli Lasais? Because it's a tremendous nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person that he keeps in his system from the food what he needs for nourishment, and he lets out of the system what is superfluous. Another pshat is that the mafli lasois is that if we think about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person, it's wonderful. It's a nes. You have something, we're gashmias, And in us, we all have a neshama, which ruchnius, and how the gashmius and the ruchnius could survive together, that's mafli lasais. Hanichnas lishad amitasai. If somebody goes to sleep, oimer, mishma yisrael, varahoy mishmaya. Big machloikus, what is this mean? Tosfos says that we just say the parasha rishona. And that is the opinion of the Rambam as well. And therefore, when the Gemara says Ad v'hoyim shmaya, means Ad v'loy ad b'chlal. And what the Gemara is coming to teach us is that you should say Shema, Baruch Shem Kavai Mechus Elohim L'Voed, and V'ahavta. However, the Torah, quoting the Rach, says that you should say not just V'ahavta, but the Gemara means Ad v'ad b'chlal, you should say V'hoyim shmaya as well. And that says the Mishnah Berurah is what you should do. V'oimer, and then you say the bracha. Baruch ha'mapol chevel yishena al einai asnuma al afapoi. Umei li'ishem b'sayin, and he gives the eyes the ability to see. Yotuf nach Hashem al kai shetashkiveni l'sholoim. V'sein chalkeni b'sayir secha. A person, even as he goes to sleep, davens ta'kodesh baruch hu, v'sein chalkei b'sayir secha, I should be zoichet the Torah, that I should even think of Torah when I'm sleeping. From all sorts of diseases and problems, I should not be disturbed during my sleep with bad thoughts and bad dreams. I should have wonderful children. And And that's the halacha. We say Krishma Lamita. And besides saying Krishma Lamita, as we said, the Mishnah Berurah says to say Vahafta and Vayim Mishmaya. The Shulchan Aruch also says that the Mishnah Berurah also says all other prokim that we say during the Krishma Lamita. The halacha is if you said it and you can't fall asleep, repeat it. Also, however, once you said Hamapul, you shouldn't say anything else. You shouldn't talk. You shouldn't take a drink if you're thirsty. And if you go to sleep during the day, the minig is that we don't say Hamapul. Kimisar, when somebody wakes up, Omer, he says, Elkai neshama shenasatavi tahirihi ato itzatavi ato nefachtavi vatam shama bekirbi vato also little men of zibil also lovoi calls man shana shuma bekirbi maidan lefnecha shema lekai velkai vasai rebain kol alamim adon kol neshamais baruch ato Hashem hamachs neshamais lefkara meisim. Why doesn't this begin with a baruch? So the Meiri says it's considered a bracha smuch al chavrta. It's a bracha smuch al chavrta to the brichas hamapel. The sleep is just—it's all one continuation. Other Rishon Tosfos says that it's only a haidah ba'alma, and something which is an only haidah ba'alma, we don't say, we don't begin with a baruch. Another pshat is that it's smuch al chavrta to the ashiyotzar that we just discussed. And since Ashiyatza begins with a baruch, this doesn't have to begin with a baruch. We begin now the sugya of the Birchas HaShachar. So when we say the Birchas HaShachar, the halacha is, where the Gemara originally established the Birchas HaShachar, it was meant to be said as one experienced each one of the different situations that are mentioned in the many in the Birchas HaShachar. But the Shulchan Aruch says that technically, you should say the Birchas HaShachar even before you wash your hands. As soon as you wake up, the bracha we're going to learn right now, Noisin L'Sech V'Vina. But we don't want to make any brachas where our hands aren't clean. And there are also people that don't know how to say the brachas properly, so the Yoytze with the Baal Tefillah. And we also want that people should answer Amen to our bracha. And that's where the minig began, that Birchas HaShachar said at the series of brachas in shul. So when you hear the rooster crowing in the morning, lema baruch shenasu l'sech v'vina l'havcha ben yom v'en layla. So Rashi, in Sechti Rosh Hashanah, says the sechvi means the chicken that could tell when it's day and when it's night. The Torah says sechvi means the human being, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the wisdom and understanding to be able to differentiate between day and night. Ki pasach einei Lema Baruch Bekeich Ivrim, gave us the ability to see. Kitaritz for Yosef, when you sit up, Lema Baruch Mata Asurim, when you were lying in bed, you were tied up, so to speak. Kilavish Lema Baruch Malbush Arumim. Kizokif, when you get up, Lema Baruch Zokif Kfufim. Kinochis L'Ara, when you're able to stand on the feet, on the ground, say Baruch Roika Oretz Alamoyim. Kimazga, when you start walking, Lema Baruch Hamechim Tzadi Gover, you make a bracha, you say a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know what's going to happen in the course of the day, and I daven to you that it should go well. Kisai Masane, when you put on your shoes, Lema Baruch Shosli Kotzarki. Say, so what's pshat in the bracha Baruch Shosli Kotzarki? Because shoes are made out of leather. And says the Shloh, by making the bracha on the shoes, what we are representing that the entire Bria, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he created for human beings. Ossoli, he created animals, he created everything for me. I should have shoes, I should have what I need. Ke'osa hemne, when he puts on his belt, Lema Baruch Oiz Yisrael Begvura. Kipara Sudra, when he puts on his hat, Lema Baruch Oiz Yisrael Besvara. And as the Mefarshim explained, in these two brachas, you mention Yisroel, says the Taz, because the halacha that you have to wear a belt to separate the upper part of the body from the bottom part of the body, or that you have to wear a hat, a yarmulke, is only for Yisroel. And that's why here we mention Yisroel. Kimisata betzitzis, leim baruch shei, kishonim betzitzis, tzvon al-sati betzitzis. Kimolach tefillah adare, when he puts tefillah on his hands, leim baruch shei, kishonim betzitzis, tzvon al-nech tefillah. And there's a very big machlokes Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. Some Rishonim understand that you really only need to make one bracha on the tefillin. The bracha you make on the tefillin is l'niach tefillin. Only if you spoke between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, then you have to make a bracha al mitzvah tefillin. But Rashi's opinion is that you have to make two brachas no matter what. And because of that, we don't know. So certainly l'niach tefillin, you should make on the tefillin shel yad. We're not quite sure what bracha you should make on the tefillin, if you do make a bracha tefillin rosh or not. So the halacha is, put on the tefillin shel rosh, make sure they're securely on your head, and after the tefillin shel rosh are securely on your head, we make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, but then we immediately say, afterwards, Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusa Loilam Voed. If somebody spoke out between putting on the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, the halacha is that he should put on, that he should make again, not just the mitzvah tefillin, but he should make again a l'niach tefillin as well. Kimashi yodei, when you wash your hands, lame you should say baruch shekshenem tzaisu tzvanu al netilas yadayim. Kimashi ape, when you wash your face, lema baruch hamava chevle shenem einai v'snunu me'af apoy. And then you say v'yotu v'nach Hashem alakai shetagileini b'sarasecha. I should have a hergelus in the Torah. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that normally falling into a habit is not a positive. But by Torah, you have to learn every day. And you can't say, well, I don't understand this Gemara so well. I don't enjoy this Gemara. Torah has to, on the contrary, be a hergel. Every day, a kfiyas itim l'Torah. The avkenim mitzvasecha should be connected to your mitzvahs. V'al tavien v'loy dechef v'loy de'ovim v'loy de'nisoyim v'loy de'bezoyim. The chayfetz yitzri l'shtabalach, I should even use my yetzahara to serve you. V'chakenim adam ram v'chavara. Everybody who sees me should like me. And since we see that the Gemara, when it says the Hiratzen, says the Viyi Hiratzen, so it seems that it's a continuation of the Bracha Amav V'Sheina, and it's a continuation, that's why we don't say Amen after that bracha. Chayiv Adam, we learned in the Mishnah, Chayiv Adam levarach al rok shem shevarach al ha-toiva. Ask them, am I chayiv levarach al rok shem shevarach al ha-toiva? Ilema, does it mean kishem shevarach al ha-toiva, ha-toiva meitiv? Just like when something good happens, we learned in the previous year, you make ha-toiva meitiv. Kach mevarach al rok ha-toiva meitiv? Did you make the same nusach ha-bracha? V'tanan, absurus toivas oimer ha-toiva meitiv. Absurus rois oimer barach dayin emes. Says the Gemara Amar Rava, what it means to say is that lo nitzricha, even if something bad happens, l'kibluni b'simcha, we have to accept whatever happens b'simcha. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha Mishum Rav Levi, my kra, chesed mishpat ashira l'cha, Hashem azameira. Em chesed ashira, if I'm enjoying chesed, I sing to you for mishpat ashira. Whether I'm experiencing Hashem or whether I'm experiencing Elohim, I thank you. Right? Midas harachmim. Belkim al hal dover zumid peronius. Rav Tancham amma mahocha. He says the pasuk says, "Kais Yeshuas esa v'shem Hashem ekra. Tzarva yogan emtzo v'shem Hashem ekra. Rabbanah ma'achri Hashem noson v'Hashem lokach yishem Hashem mevarek." Whatever happens, we thank Hashem. And Ramei Shapiro Zutzal, in a Sefer Imre Das, quotes the Chart Gvir Rebbe. He says, if we look at the Pasuk says, Kosh Yeshuas Esa v'shem Hashem ekra. The Pasuk says that we're able to, when something good happens, v'shem Hashem ekra, we're right away able to thank Hashem. But we look at the next pasuk of Tzar v'yogad emtza v'shem Hashem ekra, there's a hefsik in the middle. What's the pshat? As soon as something good happens, we know we experience that wonderful feeling and we thank Hashem. But when something bad happens, first you have to take a pause to think that whatever Hashem does is for the good. And therefore, I pause, I think about it, I accept it, and then Hashem, Hashem ekra, I kedam to Hashem. I saw from the Sefer Sheres Menachem, he explains that that's why the tefillah, we who are learning Masechta Brachos could truly appreciate this. The tefillah that is incredibly important that we say every day is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What we're saying is, Hashem, whether it's a Midas HaRachmim, whether it's Elokeinu, Midas HaDin, under all circumstances, we know Hashem Echad, everything comes from Hashem, everything emanates from Hashem, who's the Midas HaRachmim, and knows what's best for us. Amar, Rafuna Amar, Rav Mishum Rameya, the Kentan Mishmei, the Bekiva, La'olam Ye Adam Ra'a Galoimer, call the Ovid Rachman al-Tav Evid. Everything Hashem does is good. Says the Gemara, Kahadar Rabbi Kiva have a causal baruch. Rabbi Kiva was traveling on the road. Matali Masi came to a certain city. Boyish Biza. He wanted to have a place where he could rest. Lo Yavale. Nobody gave it to him. Amma called Ovid Rachman al-Tav Evid. Whatever Hashem does is fine. Ozal Bas Badabra. So he slept in the field. Vahav Badein. He had with him a Tanagoyla, a rooster, a chamra, and a donkey, a shargah, and a lamp. Also Zika, Kavil Shargah. Wind blew out the lamp. Asa Shunra, a cat came, Achle Tanagol, and ate up the rooster. Asa Arya, a lion came, Achle Lechamora, and ate up the donkey. And Rabbi Kiva says, called them out, the Ovi Rachmala Tav. Bei Belaila, Asa Geisa Shavi Lemosa. That night, a troop came, an army came to the city, and captured the entire city. And everybody was captured, besides Rabbi Kiva, who couldn't be identified. Amalu, so Rabbi Kiva said to them, Lav Amilchu, Koma Shakasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol Ataiva. We thought it wasn't good, but it ended up being wonderful. Everything Hashem does is absolutely wonderful.